We're up to Shin Ayin Hei Sif Gimel, and we'll be completing the Simen as well as doing the first Sif of Shin Ayin Vav. Now, up until now, we were learning the halacha of a two-story building where we have people living downstairs, and then we have a bunch of people living upstairs. The way they get to their upstairs apartment is, first of all, there's this big ledge outside the apartments that serves as a hallway for all of the apartments. It's outdoors. And then there's a ladder to bring them down. So the halacha is that that ladder has a din of a Pesach, in which case they have a choice. They can either all make one big Erev together, or the downstairs people can make one Erev, and the upstairs people can make one Erev. We saw that in the case of where the downstairs and upstairs people made separate Erevin, and then there's an amud downstairs in the chatzar itself that is 10 tefachim high, in a way that it's closer to the mirpeses. It's much closer to that hallway of the people on the upstairs, and it's much less practical for the downstairs people to use. Then, even though they weren't ma'arev together, they are allowed to use that particular amud for the clay bias of their own. Whereas the rest of the chatzar, since they both have access to it, the halacha would be over there. We said that if they weren't ma'arev together, then they couldn't use it. So in a case where you had such an amud, and it was closer to the people of the mipreset, so we said that they would get the right to use that amud. So now the Mechaber in Siv Gimel says, Hoysa matseva dalet fachim lefnei hamirpeses. What happens if there's a boulder of four tefachim, a width of four tefachim, before this mirpeses? Eina mirpeses oseres al bnei hachotzer shrei nechluka mehem. So the mirpeses would not aser on the bnei hachotzer because it was separated. That means over here we would say that because they have this dalet tefachim matseva, that dalet tefachim wide matseva says that they're separating themselves from use of the chotzer, including an omid in the chotzer that's 10 tefachim high and practical for them to use. So there they wouldn't aser on the bnei hachotzer at all. Siv dalet. Zizim hayotzim mehaksal. Yes, now we saw before that if they both did a separate Erev, they don't aser on the chatzar itself. They would only aser on something that is more practical for the upstairs ones to use than the downstairs, or more practical for the downstairs than the upstairs. But to aser the chatzar itself, we said they would not aser because that's a halacha of regel hamuteres b'mkoma, does not aser shalo b'mkoma. It wouldn't aser the chatzar on the bnei chatzar where they have drisas regel. Siv dalet. Zizin hayotzin mehaksolim kolshu. Kolshu lamata meyud, hareza nechsha mehachotzer. What happens if you have protrusions from the wall and they are within 10 tefachim of the ground? Hareza nechsha mehachotzer, ubnei hachotzer mishtam shimbo. They are considered part of the chotzer. The people of the chotzer use them. Vecholshu besoch yut tefachim halyonim asmuchim lalia, anshe aliyah mishtam shimbo. So if you have a question of what are these made for, the protrusions that are less than 10 tefachim, we say, belong to the downstairs people. They're not made for everybody. The protrusions that are closer to the upstairs ones, those would be mutter for the people on the upstairs. V'hanisher ben yura tachtonim atchilas yura elyonim. If the difference between the two levels is more than 20 tefachim, so the 10 on the bottom and the 10 on top are taken, 10 on the bottom by the bottom ones, the 10 on top by the top ones, so the ones that are in between, minaziz and ayotzim shneim asurimbo, ve'mishtam shembem bekelim sheshavsu babatim elim kein irvu, and that thing in the middle, there the halacha would be that neither one of them could really use for kelim that were shovis in the batim. There they would aser on one another. Which now brings us to Simen Shinai and Vav Sif Aleph. Bor shebein shnei chatzeris. The case is as follows. The case is that you have two adjacent chatzeres with a solid wall between them. The wall happens to run over a hole which serves as a well. But the well is primarily underground. And there's a wall on top. So the halachi is, Vein beineyam pesach o chalon, sheyuchlu la'arev, and these two chatzeres were not able to be ma'ariv because there's nothing open from one to the other, o sheyesh b'neim v'lo irvu, or there is something between a door or a window where they'd be allowed to be ma'ariv together, but they didn't make an eruv together. Ein mamala mimenu b'shabbos, they are not allowed to use that bor. Neither one of them could take water out of that bor unless they do something. The reason being, because it's as if each one is taking from the other chatzer. What do they have to do? So we have two options. Elim kein osu mechitza yud lamala min hamayim. They have to make a 10 tfachim mechitza above the water. V'tzarech shi tefach min hamechitza yord betoch hamayim. And one tefach of it has to be submerged. V'mhoysa mechitza kula betoch hamayim tzarech shi tefach yotzim min lamala min hamayim. K'rei sheti nikeres v'shuz zem v'shuz zeh. You have to make the well has to have a division in it where it's obvious that this half of the well belongs to this one and this one from this one. So it's not called that they're taking water from the joint well because they weren't ma'arif together. So you have to have a mechitza that's either submerged in the water coming up at least the tefach or one that's up on top and submerged the tefach. Obviously, if it's half up and half down, five tefach in either direction, it's certainly good. So that's one option. What's the second option? V'chein, imosu al pi habor kora rechova dalet vachim. This kosel that they made before could be as thin as you want it to be. The other option is that you make a roof over the just the ledge of the bor itself, and that not a complete roof, but you lay across a plank of wood. Or any other material that is four tefachim wide. This way, the buckets, as they put them in the well, will never touch. They'll always be four tefachim away. So it'll be nicker, this is my side, this is your side. Zem amale mitzara korev, zem amale mitzara acher. Each one is mamale on the other side of it. So there the halacha is that it would be good. Now, this is a special halacha in a bor. If this weren't a bor, if this really was some chatzur mishutefes, So the halacha would be that a mechitza tluya doesn't work. It would have to be a mechitza that goes all the way down. We said that if it goes into the water at tefach, that's good enough. They were matur a mechitza tluya in water. This kora is a special kula within a bar again. Says the Ramah Hagah, v'dafki imbo lemalos bekelim shel bayis, aval bekelim shel chotzer lo binan shum tikun, do chatzeres v'shus achas hein. If you go ahead and you put into this be'er kalim that started off in the chatzer and the water is not going into the house, there's no real problem. Because the halacha is, you're allowed to carry kalim from one chatzer into another chatzer, even though you weren't ma'arif together. We said, the only isser is kalim that were shav subetoch habayis into the chatzer, into the other person's chatzer. But kalim that were shovis in the chatzer, you're allowed to. So the problem is not the water. The problem is that you're sticking a kli that was shovus betoch habayis into a well that's meshutif. But if you're only using kalim that were shovus in the chatzer, there is no need for any separation whatsoever.